Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're going to do something right away. Maryland basketball is a hot ticket, man. You got to get out to College Park, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Maryland basketball. Let me know what the game is, boys, or we're just giving away generic tickets. We're going to do that in just a moment, so get ready to call in.
All right.
I saw this from our guy Tay in the chat, and Tay is a friend of ours. Tay asked if there's any Eckler news. Just so everybody's aware, Eckler got put on
IR.
The earliest he could be back, I think, is week 18. So IR, a minimum of 4 games. Then you can open the window, 21-day window to return to practice. I don't know, and I'm not going to speculate, but I think the thing to keep in mind with Eckler is that was his second concussion this season.
Yes.
And B, you and I were in the tunnel. We saw him come off the field pretty woozy. He's talked about it now.
It was
a scary situation.
It was.
And football players are tough guys, and they go through scary situations. That's how they operate. But I'm not – we'll get that news if and when we get it. That's not a story I'm trying to track down, so to speak.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen there, and I'm not entirely sure anybody does, you know?
I'm sure
head injuries, don't. Man?
Yep, the head injuries come, and, you know, it's something you just got to let play itself out because guys deal with that totally different, you know? Some guys get concussions, and they don't have all the symptoms. Some guys have a hit that you don't think is going to be one, and they have all the symptoms. So just got to let it play itself.
Yeah, man, that ain't a sprained ankle. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give these Terps tickets away. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to the University of Maryland men's basketball game. For the complete Maryland schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com/contest. Caller number 10, you're going to win. I know that my man Jeff Walker's fired up to answer those phones. All right, B, I said something there. Coming up next at noon, we're going to talk to Andrew Golden.
All right.
I believe he's down in Dallas for MLB winter meetings. Obviously, last night was the baseball draft lottery. The Nats won that lottery. That's a huge deal.
Number one, baby.
We'll talk to Andrew about kind of what their options are with the number one pick. I mean, this is the type of pick that can change a franchise. You add a player that's a future all-star, right? Like, that's
totally
ideal.
Get it right.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know Robert Murray. I'm not familiar with his work. He is an MLB insider for Fansided, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do know Byron Kerr.
Okay.
Byron's a good person. Byron's a sharp dude. Byron's all over Nats baseball, right?
Yep.
So this got to my attention via Byron Kerr. Robert Murray reports, Brian, there are multiple teams, including the Washington Nationals, engaged with free agent first baseman Christian Walker. Sources say.
Okay. Walker,
33, is coming off a season in which he hit .250 with 26 homers and 84 RBIs with the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
I don't know Robert Murray. Byron Kerr adds to this via Twitter, Mike Rizzo loves former Diamondbacks. I don't know if Walker came up with the D-backs and if at 33, if he's old enough to have been there before Rizzo got here. I'm not going to do that math. I know that to sign Walker, this is hardly top-of-the-market money, but you are spending a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Especially if there's multiple teams involved. This, to me, is a good sign. I've been screaming that they're lying to us and they're not going to spend any money.
Yeah.
Now, this, to me, is like
scale 1 to 10.
A 4 out of 10.
Okay.
Maybe it should be higher than that. Landini, as the seam head, you can weigh in on this. But in general, I feel like this is good news. But unfortunately, Andrew Golden, our next guest from the Post, I believe kind of reported the opposite. to not even expect them to be in on Walker. And so I just wonder, you know what a hold me back guy is?
Yeah.
A guy that loves pretending to fight.
He's like, hold me. The guy's not even holding him.
Right. I wonder if this is a hold me back guy kind of situation. Like the Nat, somebody's like, yeah, put our name out there. We're talking to him too.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer on that, but I do wonder.
Hold me back.
So we're gonna talk some baseball when we come back. I also thought it's worth reminding everybody it's 11:53 a.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, December 11th,
all right.
The Commanders play the Saints on December 15th, I believe.
Yep.
We have no idea who their starting quarterback's going to be.
We don't.
Who do you think it'll be?
Haener.
Over under 1.5 quarterbacks throw passes in this game. Not a random running back screen or something. I'm saying quarterbacks throwing passes in this game for New Orleans.
I'm going to go with the under.
You think it's one QB and he plays the whole thing?
Yeah.
Great tweet here. Should I read this one?
Go ahead.
So we talked about it on the show, and I just put on Twitter how happy I am to not be in mock draft season. And the head naysayer in charge replied to me and said, JP, you should check in with Doc Walker to see if he has completed his deep dive for the 2025 mock draft.
All right, that's not Doc. That would be Kevin, not Doc. Doc is not doing that. I promise you that.
I might text Doc what he thinks about the draft, who he likes at 20.
You might get cursed out.
When we come back, we're talking baseball. Andrew Golden, Washington Post, covers the Washington Nationals, joins the program.